As we've discussed, animals have evolved a variety of strategies to increase their chances of survival in the wild. One of the most important strategies is camouflage, which allows them to blend into their surroundings. Camouflage plays a critical role in survival by providing two main benefits. First, it helps animals avoid predators by making them harder to detect in their environment. A well-known example of this is the peppered moth. Originally, these moths lived in areas with trees that originally had light-colored bark, and their light wings blended in perfectly with the surfaces of trees, making them nearly invisible to predators like birds. But then things changed. During the Industrial Revolution, the landscape was dramatically altered. Factories produced a lot of pollution, and soot from the air settled on trees, turning their bark darker. Suddenly, the light-colored moths stood out and were easily seen by predators. Meanwhile, darker-winged moths, which had previously been rare, became almost invisible against the now darkened tree bark. As you might expect, the population of dark moths grew significantly because they were better camouflaged and less likely to be eaten by predators. Second, camouflage helps predators successfully hunt their prey by allowing them to remain hidden until the last possible moment. Tigers are a prime example of this. Their distinctive striped fur isn't just for appearance, it serves a crucial survival function. Tigers typically live and hunt in environments like dense forests or tall grasslands. The stripes on their fur mimic the shadows of trees or blades of grass, making it difficult to distinguish their outline from the surrounding environment. Their natural disguise is especially effective in low-light conditions, such as at dawn or dusk, when the contrast between shadows and stripes is less noticeable. This allows tigers to creep closer to their prey, like deer, without being detected. By the time the prey realizes the tiger is there, it's often too late for them to escape.